Now, the number of shoppers visiting the UK's high streets fell by almost 2.5% last year. That's according to the retail analyst Springboard. But it's not the same everywhere. Shrewsbury in Shropshire, for example, saw footfall increase by almost 1%. In the build-up to Christmas, the numbers of shoppers visiting Shrewsbury rose by almost 10% compared with 2017. Our reporter Bob Walker's been to see how they've done it.
With its multitude of Tudor buildings, Shrewsbury may not be bohemian, but they are in rhapsodies about its current success.
So this is Pride Hill, one of the main shopping streets in Shrewsbury. We've got the two shopping centres that are now owned by the local authority. And if you look up there, we've got one of our footfall cameras, and that's basically calculating pedestrian movement up and down this street 24 hours a day. My name's Seb Slater, and I'm Executive Director of Shrewsbury Business Improvement District. We're very fortunate to have a strong independent sector offering products that people want, and I think crucially, the service that people want, the things that they can't get online. They have that kind of personal experience in Shrewsbury. The key project we did in the run-up to Christmas was work with the County Council on a really attractive park and ride offer. So we made it free on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. and that made a real difference. We saw a 38% increase on park and ride usage. We've also worked with the council to bring in free Sunday car parking.
Aren't you also here in Shrewsbury very lucky? You're on the train line, you're surrounded by smaller villages and communities who have, let's be honest, nowhere else to shop really. So you do have certain advantages, don't you?
Yeah, we are lucky to have that, but you know, our figures are comparing Shrewsbury this year to Shrewsbury last year. And I think the key part is the public realm. The council have in the middle of doing some improvement works, which I think has also contributed to increased footfall.
Such as?
You can see there's brand new paving, really quality York stone, and actually that makes it just a nicer environment for people to come and enjoy.
It makes that much of a difference, putting in new paving stones?
Yeah, I think it does. People just feel more excited to be in the place. I think if you have nice seating, nice planting, you know, greenery.
There we go, 481.
My name is Steve Charmley. I'm Deputy Leader of Shropshire Council, and I've also got the Economic Growth Portfolio. We're in Shrewsbury's Market Hall, one of the best markets in the country. We've won awards recently. We've invested some time and money and tender loving care, I suppose, into this. And it is now thriving and full of independence. It's got a real buzz about the place. The shopping centres we bought 12 months ago now. One shopping centre, the plan is to start a demolition process and the plan of works on that to create a riverside venue, whether that is residential or whether it may be more leisure use.
We've reported before about how local authorities are acquiring shopping centres, and it always strikes me as almost counterintuitive because we all know you don't have any money.
It's hard to explain, but it's capital money, not revenue. So we saw it as a place shaping exercise rather than an economic exercise. That said, it's already creating over £2 million income for the council in revenue year on year.
Other towns, of course, would argue they're also working hard to improve the shopping experience. Now, Jamie MacDonald is the chief executive of the Association of Town and City Management. He says there are many examples of imaginative schemes to increase footfall. Business improvement districts are having a measurable impact.
Business improvement districts have been a lifeline for many town centres because it's the first time we've really been able to bring private sector partnerships together. But it's when business improvement districts and those businesses start to work with others as well, such as councils, your transport operators, your landlords, that's when you really start to find some great innovative work that can really transform a town centre for the better. Everybody knows that retail is going through a challenging time, but you see some of the energy, some of the work that's happening across the industry. And actually, I see so many good things about town centres. They can be just fabulous places, so I don't think the doom and gloom is necessarily universally fair.
This is Market Square, and I'm looking up at the late 16th century corn market. Streets around me are dotted with the black and white timbered buildings, as well as the less picturesque stores built, by the look of them, in the 70s. Of course, there are plenty of chain shops here, but also a mixture of independents as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is John Hall, and my shop is called Right Here. We sell pens, stationery,
notebooks, greetings cards. But I think if you look at the retail sector, the market is thriving in a way it hasn't done for years and years and years. Lots of good places to eat and so forth. But underlying all of this is the fact that a lot of these places are independent. So they give a different flavour to the town than what you would get many other places.
So you sound very optimistic about the future of the high street. I have to say, I've spoken to many traders over the last couple of years that feel the situation isn't so rosy.
I think there's a lot of challenges. I think there's something that can be done about them. I mean, the biggest one, from my point of view, is business rates, which I think are ridiculous.
The statistics would suggest that more people have been visiting the town. You would concur?
Oh, I certainly would, yeah. I think certainly over Christmas it was considerably better than last year. And that seems to be carrying on into the new year. So who knows what's around the corner. But at the moment, so far, so good.
An optimistic high street trader.
Amazing.
And this is one of the independent cafes that people here say make the town such an attractive destination. It's called Palmer's. It's a not-for-profit cafe linked to the local Baptist church.
All the little shops that they've opened, particularly the little cafes like this one, are run by people with a heart who still care, and they give great customer service, so that's why I keep coming back. It looks slightly smarter than it used to, and I think the County Council finally cottoned on to the fact that they needed to do something if they wanted to attract people to Shrewsbury.
And that makes a big difference.
A huge difference, and it's been advertised more.
A few years ago I was travelling on the train to Shrewsbury, and the signs at the train station were, "Come to Shrewsbury, it's a gateway to everywhere else." And I thought that was completely wrong, because people come here because it's an individual place of its own. There's salsa that I go to, there's a philosophy and debating society. The diverse range of things people can do is incredible for a small town.
You guys don't work for the Shrewsbury Tourist Board, do you?
No, we don't. We just love living here, I guess.
Fans of Shrewsbury, talking to Bob Walker.